This is K2PCB. K2PCB, we are mobile and listening for any calls.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. I hope you're going slow and steady this morning.
Oh yeah, from a weather perspective, Mother Nature has rejoined the north this morning, and fortunately enough, it seems that the plows have done a pretty good job of clearing the roads ahead of me. You know, the salt hasn't taken over yet, but it's down to a nice, like, thin coating. Of course, that means it could be slick under here. Yep, we are taking it easy this morning. I don't think we've seen over 40, 45. So, just cruising along and hit the road plenty enough, and we're doing okay. How's your morning going?
So far, so good. You know, I do have to leave the house a little before 8. I have a dentist appointment. But other than that, doing what I normally do at this time of the morning, waiting for your call. I did play some radio last night, and I have a question, and I'm sure if you know the answer, but I'll bounce it off you. So I went into program manually a frequency on one of my A side, and it appears that when I tried to dial in the frequency through the VFO, I can only get the 70 centimeter band. I couldn't get into the 2 meter band like I wanted. So, and then both sides are like that. So I'm thinking I need to totally reset the radio, and it looks like program it manually, because if I program it through Chirp, it just loads everything in, just loads all the frequencies in whatever memory I have, and not a UHF and a VHF side.
Okay. Unfortunately, I'm not at all familiar with your radio, so I'm trying to wrap my mind around what that could possibly be, but I guess I'm really not familiar with the programming structure. You know, does A have to be VHF, B UHF, but it doesn't sound like it was supposed to be that way. It sounds like you can duplicate in both A and B, and they can be UHF and VHF at any time?
Yes, it appears that both the A side and the B side can be UHF and VHF, kind of like the Bofangs. But in this case, what I was hoping for was to have one side be the 2 meter band and one side be the 70 centimeter band, because I could monitor both, and then, you know, talk on one or talk on the other. And so that's what I'm going to try and do. So I think I'm going to do some digging later on today through the interwebs and see what I can find.
Yeah, I am not at all familiar with that radio and its programming. I know on my Kenwood, it is limited one side to the other. You can flip the sides, but one side has to be UHF, one side has to be VHF. Yeah, if you can do it through Chirp, I'm sure there's a way to do that. I don't know. I'd have to go back to the manual.
Yeah, I've been working through the manual. It doesn't quite explain it, you know, but I was doing it last night after I had been busy all day, so maybe that wasn't the best time to be digging into it, but we'll give it another try. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, one thing I would recommend is, and there was a point in time where I thought it was kind of silly too, but the use of AI. It's a tool that's at our disposal, and if you tell it what you're trying to achieve, what model radio it is, it actually might be able to guide you. Google's Gemini works okay. ChatGPT works pretty good for what I do. Both are free with limitations, but that's another approach that you could take, especially if the manual can get a little confusing. It can potentially help you out The only thing I caution you on is just make sure it, you know, it smells right, it looks right. I know sometimes it can get model revs confused, or if there's a, you know, a new rev, a new version of it, it might not have that detail, and it might spit out the old version or a similar model. We found information on this, but it's with this model. Might this work for you? And that's kind of stuff you need to be careful of. But that might be another approach.
Yeah, excuse me. Yes, I will have to try the AI. I haven't downloaded the free version. My wife has ChatGPT, I believe she's got. I haven't done that yet. I should. Because last night I went to use the Chirp. It said a new version was available. And I said, okay. So I went to the Chirp website, tried to download the version that I was using, and it's like I couldn't get to it for some reason. So I ended up doing their Chirp Next, which is kind of like untested, or verified. Let me say verified, tested, it's done, but verified. So, but then that ended up working. But I had a Windows 11 update yesterday, and after that, some things haven't been working right. So I'm concerned.
Yeah, yesterday was quite the day for updates and outages. My Android phone did an update. My CPAP machine surprisingly did an update. And then we had that cellular outage yesterday, where this morning Lynn's phone had recovered on its own and it reconnected to the network. However, my phone did not. Maybe it was just happy being on Wi-Fi and it didn't switch over. Maybe it would try again once it disconnected from the Wi-Fi and I left the house and out of range. But to get mine to connect to 5G again, I had to restart my phone this morning and essentially force it that way. I didn't think to just leave the house and see what happened, see if it reconnected. But yeah, a lot of stuff was pushed out yesterday. And going back to Chirp, a lot of those updates are minor, unless it specifically affects your radio model. A lot of times they're just adding an additional model, to their support list.
Yeah, that was what got me confused, because when I opened up Chirp, and it said, oh, there's an update available. And I said, okay, I'll get it after I do this. So I went into Chirp, and I, you know, said download from radio, and it says MA1 isn't listed. And I'm like, what? I said, I just use this to upload stuff to the radio. And I went to open up the file for it, and it said it was corrupted. And I didn't know what was going on with that. Like I said, so I downloaded the quote experimental unquote version, and everything seemed to work. Because when I was playing, I inadvertently turned off something on this Ross's note on my radio, and I go, I think I screwed something up. So I reloaded it, and everything's working fine.
So I'm trying to remember how Chirp does its install. Does it update the old or the original installation, or does it keep installing Chirp next to itself so that you can revert back to older versions? That might be one thought where you had an older version on there that you launched. I'm just trying to think of what it could be. Yeah.
So when I looked in that folder, there was definitely multiple installs of Chirp, so it looks like it installs next to itself. So yeah, I did try installing the version that I used last, and it still told me MA1 was not valid. So it's really just kind of strange.
PC2NVM. Crap, this means we actually have to go to work.
An old rev version could have been it, but sounds like you've already checked that out. very puzzling. KC2NVM, are you in there?
Yes, which means we do have to go to work. Good morning.
There hasn't been too many times that TCB has been shut down. Travis can attest to that.
Oh, was Jeff asking if the company was shut down today? Well, I apologize, I didn't hear it. I had, he was talking about the other VFO. I had the Lancaster Dispatch also playing in there, so I didn't hear him. But they do have a pretty good system now with the PCB hotline. You can call in during, inclement weather and verify whether the building's open or not. But they do have that notification line now. So long as you have your phone number up to date, they will send you a voicemail. I think that is how it had worked last when I had seen it, to let you know that the building was closed. But this is nothing. We would never shut down unless the power was out with weather like this.
Okay, just want to make sure, because Zoe's got the day off. Well, every kid's got a school day today, so just making sure I didn't miss something.
No, we're on today. So were you guys affected by that cellular outage yesterday?
I was, and my wife. I would go through pockets. Like, I'd get through the circle on Central, and I'd all of a sudden get, 25 emails or text messages. And then go another 10 feet and be completely SOS. I was SOS most of the day in the building.
Yeah, I normally don't consider it an issue. A lot of times if I'm not getting good coverage, I just assume that it's where I am in the building and I'll connect to the Wi-Fi. But, Mark Ceratori told me about it. And on my way home, I couldn't connect, so I ended up calling Lynn through Zoom, which is the Wi-Fi connection, and in the truck, and that worked out pretty well. I was able to connect her, let her know that I was on my way home. I looked online this morning because on my phone it was still out, and it said it was restored at 10:30 last night, just before. I ended up restarting my phone, and that restored it. But then I was thinking, maybe it was happy being on Wi-Fi. Had I left the house, would it have tried to reconnect the cellular again? And I only say that because when I checked in with Lynn before I left, her phone had reconnected late in the evening, obviously after the restoration. She said she was up at around midnight and it was working. Anyway, we're
back up and coming up in K2PCV. Yeah, Jennifer was like, if there's any snow tomorrow, please promise me you'll take my car. So I'm actually in the Subaru today. And so I have to make sure I get my badge out of my car. So hopefully I'll be able to get in the door.
Yeah, I didn't realize that Verizon had an outage. It didn't seem to affect my phone at all that I'm aware of, but I did. There was a YouTube that I subscribed to, and they put out a quick video, and they said Verizon is out. But I know that they're from like Alabama or something, so I figured they were just that was in that area. I didn't realize it was as widespread as it was.
Where's our conspiracy theorist in the group here saying that this is like some kind of, government test to shut down communications and whatnot?
I'm surprised I haven't heard that it was blamed on hackers or something, either Russia or China or who knows where.
Yeah, I haven't had time to get online and start, following it. So maybe it has. We just haven't seen it.
And who knows if they would actually ever admit to it, that they were susceptible to something. It might be a national security thing. We'll never know.
You're right, Jeff. No one, no one would ever admit to it, so we would never know if this was, and Verizon would tell us if they were hacked. They would just tell us that there was an update that didn't go well.
And with all the enemies this country has right now, I mean, Greenland and Russia, Korea, who knows? Are we really taking over Greenland?
Yeah, I've heard rumblings that the United States is going to, quote, take over Greenland, unquote. So I don't know. Sometimes when Trump says these things, it's just a balloon to see how people are going to react. At least that's my opinion.
That just seems, if it's a sovereign nation and we're attacking them or trying to take them over, that seems like kind of act of war shit. Stuff.
Well, I wouldn't mind vacationing in Cuba if that was an option. Just saying. But I've got 6:45, so I'll make that my final. This is K2PCB. I'm heading on in. 73.
And then my wife just gets on, and she's like, well, Trump's doing all this, and all because the nation didn't like a woman that cackled. And I'm like, no, it goes much deeper than that. She didn't do anything. And that's how the fight started.
Yeah, I do believe Greenland is controlled by Denmark. I don't know if it's actually a sovereign country as much as it is just part of Denmark. But I've seen different things where there are people that live there, and they said, no, we're part of Denmark. So I understand the strategicness of Greenland, but I think it'd be better that we work out an agreement with whoever controls, maintains Greenland, to work out an agreement with them.
Yeah, but if we're rolling up ships and tanks, then we're in the wrong. That I don't necessarily agree with. It's not ours to try to take on.
I would agree with you. Like I said, work out something diplomatic to put a base there or a naval base or an air base or something. But, you just can't go in and take it over. That's not, that is an act of war.
And we're going to take over Canada. It's like world domination is on his mind, and it's not a good look.
No, that is not a good look. I know that. I think part of the Canada thing was again just to rile people up. There'd be no way. I mean, sure, the U.S. could go in and take over Canada pretty easily, but that wouldn't be the right thing to do. Same thing with Greenland.
It's not like Greenland is calling us and going, "Hey, you could use some help here." And we're just kind of sticking our nose in where it's really, really helped along.
I definitely agree with you, Jeff. Definitely agree.
Well, time to make the donuts, or at least go to work. 73s, have a good night, and talk to you tomorrow if all goes well.
KC2NVM, this is KE2GDQ. 73s, have a great day, and make this my final.